Unhealthy research. A recent Wellcome Trust survey outlined the extent of poor mental health among researchers due to a culture of overwork, bullying and harassment. But I disagree with research culture lead Beth Thompson when she says, no one set out to create a bad system that damages people's mental health, but we have unintentionally created a system that values the excellence of research outputs without paying enough attention to how that research is done. It isn't an unintentional research system we have, it's come out of decades of marketization. The logic of the market and capitalism itself to drive down costs and ramp up productivity or outputs with no regard for human or environmental damage done as a consequence. As long as toxic work cultures in research are seen as an accident, any solutions posed will be misguided at best. A Guardian article on the subject quotes a scientist doubting the efficacy of promoting a health culture, when the issue is in fact workloads. Many colleagues feel that without the drive or ability to force institutional change, they have no option but to wait for an inevitable collapse of the system, and try to pick up the pieces afterwards, he said. B. Gardner, Southampton,